Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Anita Marks, and joining us today is wide receiver Dominic Hickson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And this is a show for the fans, Big Blue Nation. This is a show for you to call in, and if you have any questions for Dominic about last week's game, looking forward to week two against the Bucks, now is the time to call in. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. So great to have you. Great season, an exciting season for you. Recovering from a second knee surgery and injury, and what a great camp you had and some big plays you had last week against Dallas.
I appreciate it. Thank God, you know, for having me back in this position, and thank the Giants for giving me another opportunity. And, coming back off a second knee injury, you know, some people said it couldn't be done, but, you know, got to make it happen for you, so I appreciate it.
At what point in time did you say to yourself, I'm 100%, I feel good, and you have the confidence? I know that you have the confidence to go out there and really run the routes the way you want them to be ran.
You know, I don't know if the second knee surgery is easier, but probably after 6 months, I was training down in Florida at the Andrews Institute down there.
And, okay.
Just doing a lot of work, so I felt confident with it, and it kind of came to that point where you just try to come back, for the summer workouts and be 100% where you can do all the OTAs. So. I just want to be 100% for that.
And then, unfortunately, at some point in time, your teammate, Terrell Thomas, he goes down
right.
with a knee injury, was hoping to come back. He was placed on IR. But I know you addressed the media after that and said that first practice, after you found out what had happened to him, a little nerve-wracking for you.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, I mean, you're out there playing football, you can get injured. And then I know how hard Terrell worked, you know, to get back. And so to see him go down again, it's just, you know, it's devastating. And I feel for him. And like I said, it's just working that hard, you know, kind of for a year, you know, anticipating to come back. And it takes a split second, you know, kind of to go down again. And it's tough.
Well, now, again, you came into camp, had a fantastic camp, battled out with some young wide receivers, and won that third wide receiver spot. You've got to feel really good about yourself right now.
I am, but a lot of things I still want to work on, kind of get better at, and it's just time. And still knocking some of the rust off, believe it or not. I hate to say it, but just little things, you know, the little things, you know, get you better and try and get better every day.
Pretty interesting special teams. It seemed like during camp and preseason, David Wilson, Reuben Randall, Jernigan were given an opportunity to kind of prove what they can do on special teams.
Right.
But yet the season started and head coach Tom Coughlin went straight to you. So did you kind of get a feel of what was happening there?
No, I just tried to be ready if my number was called. And that was throughout all the preseason. And, you know, you're one play away. And so just trying to be mentally prepared and physically prepared, you know, to do the punt return, the kick return. And like you said, we got a lot of young guys who are explosive. So, you know, still battling now. You know, don't think it's over with just because the season got started. You know, we're still battling every day.
Are you excited to play specialty? Are you excited to return kicks and punts? Is it kind of share with the folks out there, wide receiver, but yet this is kind of a...
Right. I mean, probably since I can remember, even in high school, I just liked it. If you can imagine, it's just an adrenaline rush, you know,
right.
for the 5-6 seconds or, you know, however long it is. So it's an adrenaline rush, and, you know, they're 11 guys against our 11 guys. And you get one shot, you know, unlike an offense, you know, you get kind of three plays for a first down, just kind of one shot deal. And a lot of times you may only get one punt return or, you know, one punt throughout the game, so you try to make the most of it.
Again, we want to remind folks, please call in the show, 201-939-4513. This is your opportunity to speak to Dominic Hickson. So we welcome you to call in. Talking about the young wide receivers, there are many on this roster.
Right.
Have you been somewhat of a mentor for them this season? Has that been a role for you to have to play?
Yeah, for sure. When I came here my second year, Plex and Toomer, David Tyree, they all kind of, you know, took me under their wing and was like, hey, you know, this is how things are run. So, you know, I just try to do the same with the young guys. Any questions that they have or concerns, you know, even just about life, you know, the football life, I try to help them out because I had a lot of, you know, older guys who helped me out when I was young.
Talk about Dominic Hickson. Unfortunately, he comes in and has a foot ailment. Doesn't participate a lot in preseason, if at all,
right.
and now is kind of struggling. Did not practice yesterday, practice today. How does his health issues kind of affect the wide receiving core as a whole?
Well, you know what, I say, Hakeem, he's a tough guy. I mean, to go what he's going through and to come back this early from a foot injury, he's tough. And him not being out there to practice, we just try to, you know, pick it up and kind of just let him know that, you know, we have his back and he's going to be out there battling on Sunday for us. So we just pick it up and, you know, it gives the young guys a lot of opportunity to, you know, get the reps in practice that they may not get when he is practicing. But like I said, he's tough and, you know, he's out there battling for us.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, an interesting dynamic with this next matchup with the Tampa Bay Bucs, the fact that Mike Sullivan, your former wide receiving coach, and Eli's quarterback coach is now the offensive coordinator for the Bucs. I want to get your thoughts on that. So that, and we'll take your calls, 201-939-4513 when we return.
Hi, I'm Antrell Roll. As an athlete, I know how important it is to take care of yourself. PSE&G wants to make sure all kids are taken care of too. That's why they put their power behind PSE&G Children's Specialized Hospital, so kids like Aaron and Luke can get the special care they need, while their families can be a part of their recovery every day. You can help too, like Children's Specialized Hospital on Facebook, and PSE&G will donate $1 for every like up to $1,000.
Hi, do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay, what do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great.
Captain, I bring
team first. Team last.
Team always.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks with wide receiver Dominic Hixon. And before, I meant Hakeem Nicks. Of course, we know has right. The foot. Not you. Not you. It's Hakeem Nicks. We have some callers on, 201-939-4513. But before we get to them, I want you to comment on the fact you are going up against Mike Sullivan, used to be your wide receiver coach, right. Eli's quarterback coach, has implemented this style of offense with the Bucs. So it's going to be kind of interesting, right, to see that dynamic.
It is. I mean, you're going to see a lot of similarities. He knew this offense inside and out, and he was here for a while. And so he kind of went down there and did the same thing. So, you know, he's telling our secrets, you know, the little things that we do. And like I said, if you look at both of the offenses this weekend, you'll see a lot of similar route combinations. And, you know, it should be interesting, real chess match.
A mirror image of yourself.
Absolutely.
Coming to MetLife Stadium on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, because even our scout team, a lot of things that they're running, there's pretty much the same plays that we're doing. So I think the defense is getting a good look this week.
201-939-4513. We kick it off. We go to Connecticut. Robbie, welcome to the show. You're on with Dominic Hixon.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
Thank you. Question for Dominic. What are your plans for the season? What are your, like, personal goals and team goals?
I can't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robbie from Connecticut wanted to know, what are your
It's fine.
What are your personal goals for the season?
My personal goals for the season, probably one of the biggest things is just stay healthy. And, you know, many people, you know, have been asking me, you know, what I've been doing is, you know, pretty much just working harder, I guess, to stay healthy. And, you know, just a personal goal involved with the team would be, you know, to win another Super Bowl. And, you know, we're taking that one game at a time, but, you know, another Super Bowl would be awesome.
All right, let's go to Georgia, calling in Dennis. Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess.
Hello?
Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Dominic? How are you?
Do you have a question for him?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Okay.
I am a New Yorker stuck in Georgia. My question to him is, You know, everybody knows that the Giants definitely have an identity in terms of the defensive presence on the line and coming out of the backfield. What does he think offense can do to establish some sort of presence and a viable identity underneath the 20-yard line of the opposing team?
Dennis from Georgia wants to know, what does this offense need to do to establish an identity? Obviously, you guys have had a rough time trying to establish a rushing attack. Where is the identity of this team right now, and what do you need to do, and what identity do you want to pose moving forward?
You know, Dennis, that's a good question. And pretty much we just need to get off to a fast start. I think, you know, against the Cowboys last week, we didn't really get off to a good start and get anything established. So as soon as we get a fast start, you know, we want to be a, you know, kind of a balanced team, you know, run and pass. And the more balanced you are, the better it'll be.
It actually kind of looked like you guys got off to a good start against Dallas. Unfortunately, David Wilson fumbled the ball, but that first series kind of looked like you guys were moving the chains a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it looked like that, but we can be even better with that. And I think, you know, as an offense, like I said, we just getting off to a better start and just staying consistent. And then, you know, there were a couple plays on third down that, you know, we wish we could have back and we could have, you know, executed and continued to drive on that. You know, hopefully this week we'll execute and, you know, score some touchdowns.
Well, let's talk about the Tampa Bay Bucs defense. What can you tell us about them? I'm sure you've watched plenty of film this week so far. I actually did watch the Carolina game,
okay,
and their defense looked really fast and was able to kind of rattle Cam Newton's cage a little bit. So give us some insight.
I think you hit it right on the head. They are fast, and they're disruptive. Their front four are real good, and they're causing havoc. And it's going to take, you know, a team effort, and even their secondary. I think they're a little underrated, and they got, you know, two pretty good corners who are out there playing. And, you know, kind of reminiscent, I think, of the Jets, to be honest with you, just kind of what they're trying to do, and they got some pretty good schemes going on.
And Rondae Barber, he won, I believe, his conference defensive player of the week. Not bad for a guy a little long in the tooth, right?
I mean, you know, the fountain of youth, and I mean, he's probably seen everything. Any move that you could put on him, any combinations that you could do route-wise, he done seen it. So it's going to take, like I said, the little things, you know, to get him to kind of believe in what you're doing and, you know, make the routes happen.
Last question before we let you go. It's a philosophy now, because this is such a pass-happy league, a lot of teams kind of establish the pass to set up the run, where before it was set up the run to open up the passing game. The Bucs able to stop the Carolina Panthers, only 10 rushing yards total. How important is it for Ahmad Bradshaw, David Wilson, these guys to really get off to a good start this week?
You know, it's going to take all 11. It's going to take the tight ends, it's going to take the receivers blocking, it's going to take everybody. And one thing that they do real well, they all fly to the ball. You see a lot of times it's four or five people, you know, in on a tackle. And so the thing is, we're all going to have to, you know, sustain our run blocks, and, you know, hopefully that'll lead, you know, to bigger runs and, you know, a better run game.
Fantastic. I think you have a career in broadcasting when it's all said and done, Dominic. Thank you so much for joining us.
It.
Dominic Hixon, wide receiver for the Giants. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to say goodbye to Dominic. We're going to bring in John Schmelk. But enjoy, take a look at how the Giants spent their Super Bowl offseason, and we'll be right back.
Finish is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years. The final score, the Giants 21, the Patriots 17.
I hear something about a ring. I already got a ring. Oh, I forgot. Now I got two.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to the greatest night of all nights, the conclusion and the celebration of the 2011 World Champion New York Giants.
It's a pretty good feeling right now. It's like Christmas when you're about 8 years old. You know it's coming, you know it's coming, but when it finally gets here, you can't describe the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Giants fans, coming to you first, baby. That looks really, really good.
Well, I've been approached a few times after our Super Bowl win of the 07 season. At that point, I just wasn't quite ready. You know, checked out the schedule, and obviously something I've always wanted to do. Needed to be the perfect timing, and this was it, and so I'm really excited.
Hi, I'm Eli Manning, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Rihanna.
You ready?
Yes, I'm up.
Almost.
It's awesome. You know, this is, I guess, one of the perks of being a world champ in the best city in the world.
We are truly excited that you could all join us right here from the crossroads of the world in Times Square, New York, as we get set to officially ring the NASDAQ closing bell.
No, I'm not nervous. It's only going to be shown worldwide. But great experience. You know, it's something that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. So I'm honored to be here.
Awesome, man. You know, to be here for this awesome experience. And you know, NASDAQ, there's nothing like it, man. New York, first class, world class.
Mitch Petras in the White House. Go.
Oh, my tie. All right, Mitch Petras in the White House. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Super Bowl 46 champions, the New York Giants.
It's amazing, you know, what you do when you simplify things in life, what you learn and taught as a youngster, which is playing together. You know, this is a full recognition of us playing together and, you know, being successful as a team.
From day one, they followed a simple motto: finish. Finish the play, finish the game, finish the season.
Presidential cookies.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. Go Obama. This is like number 6 for me. You know, obviously for me, it is the final. And, you know, what a way to end it. With a great celebration here at the White House with, you know, President Obama and my teammates.
Oh, it looks pretty similar. I don't notice any different. Maybe this wallpaper's different. Or, I don't remember these curtains being here, but no. Everything seems pretty similar, and just a great day to be here. Yeah, obviously, being here with some of the wounded warriors and getting to shake their hands and talk to them a little bit, everything they've done to serve our country. So it's a real honor to be here with all our teammates and coaches as well.
To be here and to shake hands with the president and to be here, you know, with my ring on and at the White House is just, it ranks high up there in my moments.
We both have a goal to get back here next year. Hey. We have a lot of work to do. So let's bring these captains up here and get at it.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. John Schmelk joins us in studio. We've said goodbye to Dominic Hixon, and let's talk about practice today. First and foremost, some positive news. Prince Amukamara was able to practice. I know the secondary, an issue, especially going into week 2 against Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams, but Prince was able to practice today. That's a positive sign.
Yeah, the Giants are getting healthier. Both Prince Amukamara and Michael Cole worked today. Both were limited, so it's not all great news, but it looks like both guys, barring any setbacks over the next 2 days of practice, they should be back on the field on Sunday for the Giants. Marvin Austin practiced as well, and they hope he's going to be returned on Sunday too. I wouldn't expect that big of a role for Marvin Austin, to be honest with you. He hasn't played in a while. They're going to want to work him back slowly, but it's a good news that all these guys are getting healthy and will be back on the field soon.
And we'll need him. I mean, Doug Martin is a force to be reckoned with as a rookie.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They drafted Doug Martin for a purpose. Greg Schiano has transformed this Bucs team into a more conservative, running-based, ball-control type of offense. They're going to pound the ball Doug Martin. He's a more all-around, I would say fundamentally sound running back than, say, David Wilson, who's much more explosive. Martin can catch, he can protect the passer, he can run between the tackles, and they are going to ride him all game long.
And some good news on offense. Wide receiver Hakeem Nicks was able to practice today.
Yes, he was. And this, it seems like they're trying to figure out a system for Nicks the same way they had a system for Ahmad Bradshaw with his feet, Plaxico Burress with his ankle and his knee, where he's going to practice once a week. They're quote-unquote, and this is my word, managing the injury, making sure that when game day comes, Hakeem Nicks will be ready to go. But I still don't think he's 100% yet.
Again, John Schmelk, Anita Marks, and you, we welcome you to call into the show. This is your opportunity to talk about the game. Looking forward to week 2 against the Tampa Bay Bucks. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We go to Connecticut. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, I just wanted to ask about how the Giants, you know, their first half against the Cowboys, they didn't start out so strong, and Cam Newton and the Panthers didn't do much in the first half against their game with the Bucks. So just wondering how, you know, you Giants as an offense, you know, what their mindset is as far as, you know, jumping, like getting you a jump start in this game against the Bucks, and like how
well, obviously, look, just like they do every game, the Giants want to get off to a fast start. Now, Coach Coughlin wants balance, so he'd love to come out early, run the football, establish the running game, and ground and pound. Unfortunately, Anita, the Giants haven't shown the propensity to be able to do that over the past year plus. They just don't get a lot of push up front. So my guess is that if the run doesn't work, they'll try to get it early. They'll go to the air. They'll use Nix. They'll use Cruz. They'll use Dominic Hickson, who made the big play last week against Dallas. And the Giants will figure out a way to move the ball against a very young Bucks defense. I think their average age on the defense is about 26. That includes 80-year-old Rondé Barber. So take him out of the mix. Imagine how young they are.
Well, let's stay on the offense because, and this is a question I posed for Dominic Hickson, and that is, you know, Hakeem Nix is not 100%. Last week we saw Victor Cruz drop three passes. You know, this is a wide receiving core, and Eli Manning, who kind of like was the staple of the offense last year. And the Giants won ball games because of them. So what are you anticipating this week?
No, you're 100% right. The reason the Giants got to where they got last year was because of Eli Manning, big plays for the passing game. That's how they did it. They were the last in the league in rushing last year. They got better in the playoffs, but look, this was still a passing team. And with Hakeem Nix looking not like himself with that foot, Victor Cruz three drops, that's an anomaly. That's going to go away. He'll be better this week. But you're right. There is a question here as to whether or not the Giants could be that same explosive offense as they were last year, without Hakeem Nix at, you know, 100% in perfect health, running deep routes down the field? That's a question mark, and we'll have to see if we get a good answer.
Now, this is the $1 million question everybody wants to know, is how much playing time is David Wilson going to get? Is he out of the Tom Coughlin doghouse for fumbling the ball? I mean, he has become a fan favorite. He really hasn't played much at all, but fans, first-round draft pick, fans want to see him play, John. What are you expecting from David Wilson this week?
If I guess right, do I get a million from you? Is that how this works?
You get paid the big bucks, not me.
Oh, okay, sure, right. But, you know, I think David Wilson will get a lot more touches on offense, presuming, of course, he doesn't start losing the ball again and making the same mistakes he did last week. Draw screens, get him the ball in space, give him a balance to Ahmad Bradshaw, give him an opportunity to make some plays. Look, his strength is when he has the ball in his hands. So let's get the ball in his hands, keep him away from some of the stuff maybe he doesn't do quite as well, but you got to give him an opportunity. Like you mentioned, without Nix there, David Wilson, big play player, get the ball in his hands.
Again, John Schmoke, Anita Marks, and you. Last opportunity to call into the show, 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Antrell Roll. As an athlete, I know how important it is to take care of yourself. PSE&G wants to make sure all kids are taken care of too. That's why they put their power behind PSE&G Children's Specialized Hospital, so kids like Aaron and Luke can get the special care they need while their families can be a part of their recovery every day. You can help too, like Children's Specialized Hospital on Facebook, and PSE&G will donate $1 for every like up to $1,000.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
New York Giant pride right there, fellas.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmelk, and you. 201-939-4513. I know we have some callers on, but really quick before we do, I want to talk about Martellus Bennett. If there was a silver lining to last week's game, one of them in that silver lining was tight end Martellus Bennett. The chemistry between him and Eli Manning, he scored a touchdown. And if you look at the game against Carolina, Greg Olsen had a pretty stellar game against Tampa Bay. I think the middle of the field is going to be open for Martellus Bennett. I'm excited to see what he can do in week two.
Yeah, I think Bennett has been even better than most people thought he was going to be early on for the Giants, especially through the air. He's really developed this chemistry with Eli Manning. He's really dived into the playbook, and he's learning this offense inside and out. And he's a very gregarious guy. He's having fun here. And as long as he's productive, they don't mind the fun stuff. And so far, he has been.
Let's go to New York. We have Kevin calling in. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up, Kev?
I was wondering, it's another David Wilson question.
Sure.
But if David Wilson would fumble again early in the game, do you think Coughlin would do the same thing and bench him for the rest of the game?
Yeah, Kevin, go ahead. Finish up. That's all right. Go ahead.
No, the follow-up question is basically, do you think that would be the right thing to do?
You know what? Honestly, if David Wilson fumbles again in any time during the game, I don't think we'll even touch again on kickoff returns. You know, you do it once, you send the message, you get benched, that's fine. He still did kickoffs. That's okay. I understand that. You want to send the message to the rookie early in the season that fumbling's not okay. Then you assume he gets the message. The way he's talked to the media this week, it seems like he has. He was very, well, regretfully did that. Now, if he comes down and does it again, there's no doubt in my mind he'd be sat down for that game. And quite frankly, week three, he might not be the second running back either. You can't fumble the ball.
There's two things about David Wilson as well. Number one is because he fumbled and it's been such a big storyline, you know Tampa Bay, the defensive players are going to come in and they're going to be coming to try to strip that ball from him. That's number one.
Question.
And number two, nobody's really talking about pass protection. Max Protect with David Wilson. These guys are going to pin their ears back and they're coming after Eli Manning. And this offensive line is somewhat suspect. He's going to have to step up as well and do a good job pass protecting and helping protect Eli Manning this week.
Yeah, the Cowboys put some pressure on Eli last week. DeMarcus Ware had those two sacks, and that's one of the things the Bucs defense does. Their defensive line features more movement. Coach Gilbride said more movement than any team I've really seen in the league this year. They do a lot of stunts. Gerald McCoy, the third overall pick from 3 years ago, is an excellent player when he's healthy, and he is right now. Claiborne's their best pass rusher. Michael Bennett, Martellus' brother, obviously on the end as well. They can get to the quarterback, and that's going to be a big thing. The Giants have to protect Eli to give him time to make plays down the field.
So a few more minutes left in the show. I want to talk about the Giants' defense.
Sure.
And the fact that they were not able to get to Tony Romo. Josh Freeman is a lot more mobile than Tony Romo is.
Not that much more. Romo's darn good avoiding the rush in the pocket.
I think he surprised a lot of the Giants' defensive linemen last week, but OC said what he would have done differently is get their hands up. If you can't get to the quarterback, you've got to put your hands up. So interesting, they've already kind of, assumed what they need to do differently against Josh Freeman this week.
And Jason Pierre-Paul was asked the same question. He said, let's not try to hit the home run. Everyone does their jobs. We'll get there. Perry Fuel spoke to the media today, too. He said, with cringing while he was answering the question, we only had 4 hits on the quarterback last week. Sacks are one thing. You want to get 9 to 10 hits a week on the quarterback, according to Coach Fuel. Giants didn't do that. Big problem. They have to improve, especially with the secondary all banged up.
All right, less than a minute. 3 keys. What are they?
All right, 3 keys to the game. Very simple. We already talked about a couple of them. You got to stop the run, put the game in Josh Freeman's hands. The Giants have to be balanced. Run the football, make the safeties come up, then you can make some big plays down the field. And 3, if you do those 2 things, you're going to win the turnover battle. The Bucs gave it away more than any other team last year. Take advantage of that. Win the football game.
Again, he's John Schmelk. I'm Anita Marks. This has been Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. And we want to remind you, we're here all season long on Thursdays. You can tune in, Giants.com live. And it airs again on Verizon Fios later on in the evening. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, Sunday, 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium, the Tampa Bay Bucs take on your New York Giants. Have a great night, everybody.